Anthropic had the worst week of its year, and this morning, it answered in the one place that was actually bleeding.
It's Tuesday, June 30th. Fable 5 is back at full capacity. Here's the rundown. What actually got fixed, why it isn't the benchmark, and what it means if you build on a Frontier API.
Anthropic put Fable 5 back to full general availability this morning. Full rate limits, a refreshed version that runs faster and cheaper than the one that buckled last week.
And everyone is going to look at the benchmark line, where Fable 5 retakes the top on the coding and agent tests. That's not the number that matters. The number that matters is that the rate limit is back, and the overload errors are gone.
For a week, the problem with Claude wasn't that it was dumb. It's that you couldn't reach it.
This answers three blows at once. Wednesday, Claude rationed capacity at the hour's US teams ship. Friday, OpenAI gated its best model to about 20 partners. Yesterday, an open model out of Beijing caught Claude on a security eval at a tenth of the cost.
So, Fable 5 is the reply to all three. Available where Sol is gated, ahead again where GLM drew level, reachable where last week it wasn't.
Be fair on the capability, though. The margin over GLM and Sol is thin, and Sol is probably still the stronger ceiling where you can get it. What Anthropic really widened is the axis nobody was benchmarking. Capacity, a cheaper tier, and a written commitment to the rate limits it walked back.
This is where the distribution thread we've pulled all month lands.
Availability is a feature. Last week proved it's the feature.
A model you can't call at peak is worth less than a slightly weaker one you can, because the weaker one ships your product and the stronger one returns an error. When the weights stop being a moat, and GLM just showed they don't have to be, the advantage is being the model that's there and answering when the workday peaks.
Anthropic learned it the expensive way and shipped the fix in 6 days.
To the tape.
We're long Anthropic, on the read that if it sells guaranteed capacity as a contract, it turns its worst week into a moat. We're watching Alphabet, Nvidia, and Jipu.
Highest conviction is Anthropic, though it's a private market read. Alphabet is the public one to watch. It owns its TPUs, so it can promise capacity without bidding for everyone else's chips. The falsifier on Anthropic. If it keeps rationing at peak with no durable fix, or an open model plus a cheap host matches its reliability and undercuts the price.
The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice.
Quick break, two from the desk.
One we know well, vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally. Secure, verifiable, no paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The full wire, free, every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev.
Our call.
Within 4 months, guaranteed capacity becomes something you can buy, not just hope for. At least one Frontier lab ships a paid tier with a contractual uptime or peak rate guarantee priced above standard access, and Anthropic is the most likely to ship it first.
What proves us wrong? If by the end of October no lab has put a real capacity guarantee behind a paywall, beyond best effort rate limits. It settles October 30th.
The weights aren't a moat anymore. Beijing proved that. What Anthropic still owns is the promise that it picks up when you call. That's the rundown.